Today, my guest is Art Mercanti, a young boxing referee who has acted as a third man in the ring for some of the greatest professional prize fights that the Madison Square Garden has offered in the past half dozen years. I'll return with referee Art Mercanti right after this important message. Art, as the third man in the ring, I feel that the referee is as important as the two fighters. What are the qualifications for a good referee?
Most referees, first of all, have been professional boxers and good ones. But I've been refereeing an awfully long time in the colleges, in the Navy, and in the Golden Gloves for 5 years, and I qualified through that medium.
But never through the boxing itself as a fighter?
Well, I boxed in the Golden Gloves myself. I went to the quarterfinals and was defeated by the fellow who went on to become champion, Jerry Fiorello. But I had a father who was very insistent upon my going to college, and he didn't particularly care for the sport. I loved it, but I listened to him and went on to college instead of becoming a professional fighter.
Now, tell me one fight that you did referee that you found to be awfully difficult to make a decision on.
Well, that fight I remember. We all have heard of Riff. Riff was winning this particular fight 9-0, actually. And in New York State, there's a rule which states that if a boy is cut and you stop the fight, the boy who was cut is the loser. It's unfortunate. The rule is that way. However, Riff received a terrible gash, a gash that was quite bad. And this was in the 9th round, and he was winning all the way. It was a tough fight for me to think of stopping. However, at the conclusion of the 9th round, I did call the doctor in, and the doctor came in, and he said it was perfectly all right to go on. I took his advice. But it looked like a fight that could have been stopped because of that cut. Fortunately, Riff managed not to be touched in that 10th round, and he went on to win the fight. My prime concern, honestly, is for the boy in the ring. I would feel terrible if a boy was hurt permanently because of my decision or my reaction not to stop a fight or to let it go on just because of the sake of the crowd.
Right.
But I try not to listen to the crowd or anybody. I just go in and do my job and do what I think is the best thing to do.
Well, Art Mercanti, I want to say that I certainly enjoyed having you on the show. I know that our listeners got a big bang out of listening to some of your opinions on boxing. I want to wish you continued success.
Jackie, I feel it a real privilege to be interviewed by you, and I'm grateful to be here.
Well, that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.